The other day, when I was talking about Veterans Day, I mentioned that most of my university students seem to know virtually nothing about World War I, not even when it was fought. That observation drew irate comments from one listener, who wrote, "Isn't anybody studying any history at all in high school? Don't college-level journalism students need to have a passing knowledge of history?" he asked. Well, indeed they do. But many don't, and the situation is even worse than I let on. One course I teach examines the history of American journalism and the legal framework that grew up around it, beginning with the first battles for press freedom back when we were just a sparsely settled jumble of colonies on the eastern seaboard. To stimulate the students' interest, I try to make this stuff as compelling as possible. I know they prefer watching TV to hearing lectures, so whenever possible, I teach them media history through fascinating documentaries. One of the best of these is Soldiers Without Swords, a film about the African-American press. However, when I read their midterms this year, I learned that many of them did not realize that slavery had been ended by the Civil War and the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. For a long time, I thought that every fourth grader knew that. But a stylish black woman in her 30s wrote that, in the 1930s, the black press inspired slaves in the South to hop on a train and head north. "What abolished slavery?" I asked her. "The newspapers, I guess," she said. I asked the class when the Civil War was. "I don't know," several said. Finally, one said he thought it was 1863. This was a class of mostly college seniors. "When was World War I?" Not a clue. Prodded, one guessed, 1941? Now, there may have been some who knew the answers and kept silent, but I was appalled. I don't expect them to know about the Battle of Borodino, but knowing how slavery was abolished and when our major wars were should be part of every American's basic intellectual furniture, right up there with the names of the planets and the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's kids don't know. Nor is it just this class. A radio reporter asked me recently if more people had been killed in World War II or the Iraq War. One student asked if I remembered World War II, though she knew that I'm in my 50s. Turns out she thought the war took place in the early 1960s, though she was none too sure about that either. Now, I can adjust my teaching style and give my students a timeline and all the context I can. They can't, after all, understand why Father Coughlin's radio broadcasts were so important unless they know about the Great Depression. But I can't exactly solve what seems to be a terrifying national problem by myself. For months, I've idly wondered why more young people didn't get more energized when comparisons were made between our wars in Afghanistan and Vietnam. Now I know the answer. When you mention Vietnam, they have no idea what you're talking about. They do know, however, all about Miley Cyrus. If this doesn't worry you, it should.